Blog Talk Radio.
How many of you out there really thank the Lord for being alive today? Listen, I am a living testimony.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to I Have a Testimony to Share radio broadcast with Stacey Lunsford. You are listening to the Eloquently Speaking Radio Network, and I thank you so much for joining us tonight. Tonight we have a special guest that will be sharing his testimony. And before I introduce him, I have a few things that I want to share with you. And I want to start off by asking a question. The song that we was listening to by Doug Williams, it says, I have a testimony. I should have been dead and gone, but Lord, you let me live on. So I hope to reach someone tonight with this broadcast, with my special guest tonight, Mr. Sean Cornelius, who's going to be sharing his testimony. But before we get started, have you ever wondered why we should share our testimony? Have you ever stopped to think about what God has done for you? Have you ever stopped to think about when you was in that low place, in that bad place, in that sick place, in that dry, God somehow made a way for you? So when we share our testimony, it's an opportunity to tell God thank you. Now, Revelations 12, verse 10 and 11, it says, and I heard a voice saying in heaven, now is come salvation and strength in the kingdom of our God, in the power of his Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. And they loved not their lives unto the death. So in case you didn't know, when we share our testimony, we are casting down the devil. We are stomping on his head. Now, we should share our testimony because in doing so, one, we are glorifying God and we're showing our appreciation and thanksgiving to him for what he has done to for us in our lives, in our hearts, in our mind, in our body, in our soul, in our spirits, and along the lines of healing and delivering us, making us over, transforming our mind, and giving us a new thought process, a new way of thinking, a new way of talking, a new way of walking that not only brings glory and honor to God, but God uses our testimony to encourage others, to save, to heal, to deliver, and to make them over, to transform their minds, to give them a new thought process. And I say all of that to say, my guest tonight, he has an awesome, awesome testimony. And through his stroke story, you are going to learn how God made him over again. You are going to hear what he went through. And for those of you that have overcome strokes, or those of you that are caregivers for people, family, loved ones, friends that have suffered a stroke, I pray that the information being shared tonight will help bring awareness, encouragement, and strength to you in your situation. So having said that, motivational speaker Sean Cornelius will be sharing his testimony tonight. Sean is a phenomenal motivational speaker with a story to tell about February the 20th, 2020, when he experienced an ischemic stroke. And his stroke story is an award-winning short film in overcoming this situation. While we listen to this testimony, we're going to learn how he overcame that situation, and he hopes that this testimony will be an encouragement to you to help you overcome as well. So Sean is also a gifted comedian. He is a musician. He is a writer. He is an author. And the name of his book is My Stroke Story. And I will be providing information where you can purchase the book later in the show. But for right now, I would like to introduce to some and present to others Mr. Sean Cornelius. Thank you so much for joining me. How are you?
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me. All praises and glory go to God. I appreciate this so much. So thank you very much, Stacey.
Oh, you're welcome. And can you move a little closer to your mic, to your phone, so we can hear you? You sound a little far away. Okay.
I can turn it up a little. I'll turn it up a little bit. I'm very soft-spoken, so maybe that could be it as well.
Okay.
Mm. All right, I'll do what I can for you. How's that? Is that a little bit better?
Yeah, that's a little bit better. Thank you. So for those of you that are listening, this is the beginning of our interview. And at any time, if you have a question, if you have a comment, or if you just want to encourage Sean, please press 1 on your phone and we will open up your mic. So, Sean, I want to jump right into this interview, and I would like for you to tell us your story, your way, and as we go along, I will be asking some questions myself, and then I'll be sharing bits and part of your bio as well.
Yeah, that's fine. Basically, I just want to start with the date, which is February 20th, 2021, when I wasn't feeling well, and I decided to take myself to the hospital after it's a kind of like a funny story, but not for the store, because I was eating a tuna fish sandwich, which I haven't gone back to that store since. But I suffered as I took myself to the hospital, not feeling good after having the sandwich for lunch and things like that. Went to Montefiore Hospital because I wasn't feeling well. And I'm one of those who, you know, they usually say about guys who don't really cater to their health. I guess I'm a little bit of the opposite. You know, I was raised by five women and a stepdad who always said, if you're not feeling well, you know, it's the truth, or your body's not doing well, you take yourself to the hospital or the doctor. So I took myself to the hospital and discovered after being there a couple of days, because my blood pressure wasn't correct, I had an ischemic stroke, which deals with the blood supply to the brain. And it partially disrupts the activity and reduces and prevents the brain tissue from getting oxygen. And basically, me not knowing and not feeling anything outside of a little bit of discomfort, I noticed that, I was told that I had the stroke. And basically, it was from there, from being told that situation, it was, I don't know, there was a lot of mental things that took over. A lot of emotional things that took over, but I had to stay in the hospital for them to help me to reduce the situation. So it was a lot of thinking, a lot of going through being in the hospital for 5 days. You go through a lot of situations. You go through a lot of stuff going on. So you go through a lot of your emotions. So but prior to me going, you know, I was on blood pressure medication, but to have situations where you have to go into the hospital for this type of scenario is kind of getting to a thing where, okay, I thought I was doing the proper thing. I thought I was doing the right thing, but obviously not. There are some things that are taking over. So I was dealing with my energy, my mental, my body not feeling right. And for a couple of days I was there until I started getting doctors coming, telling me what was going on. Oh, it was so much, Stacey, that I can tell you that was going on. My, dealing with that kind of, dealing with those kinds of thought processes of thinking that you're okay, and then the next situation is you're not okay, and then you have the stroke. And I had never had anything like that go on in my life before. So basically, that's what I was dealing with. So basically, a lot of things was going on in my mind. Now I was saved several years ago, and the only person I could turn to was God. You know, it was basically like, what's going on? I have no idea what was happening. So I prayed, and things, being in the hospital for those days, and my mom and my dad have passed on. I was talking to them. My mental was totally going out of my way. But knowing that I could take care of situations that I thought were out of my hands, as the doctors were telling me certain things, it was just basically, all right, you got to do what you got to do to take care of business. And then I just found myself talking to God and just asking why. There were so many questions. There's so many things over the time period of me having this stroke that I was dealing with. And I just had to pull it all together. So it's hard to pull it all together when, one, you feel like you're dealing with things on your own. And I had family members and friends who would help out. But it was just never having to go through something like this in my life before. It was a hard thing to deal with. So basically, I had so much that was going on mentally and physically, emotionally, spiritually. I had to get myself together because the hospital was just the first part of me dealing with the stroke. It was the first part of me, okay, you're not well. You're trying to get it together. Things that have happened to you prior to, and now we know what the situation is. Now we need to try to fix the scenario. And it was so much going on when I think about it, trying to deal with things on an emotional level. So who do you turn to when you don't have anybody else to turn to? And being a saved individual, even that sometimes you get a little nervous because, you know, God says that he has you and you have to trust in the Lord with all your heart and you got to lean on him for your own, for the understanding. You sometimes, being human as we are, you just basically go through things and you go through situations. And I went through situations. But, you know, 2 years later, dealing with how I've been dealing, communicating, how I've been communicating with people. I've joined a couple of groups and dealing with situations. And I know there are people that are on levels that are higher than I am and there are lower than I am. But going through the stroke scenario really taught me a lesson about a lot of things. And I'm sure you have questions about some of the stuff, but it basically, you're trying to get help with other people and other groups and trying to see what I was doing wrong because I thought I was doing certain things wrong. Sometimes you just have to understand certain things. But I relied on God a lot. I relied on my spirituality a lot. I relied on religion a lot because I didn't know. I had no idea what was going on. And being the age that I am, regardless, it just seems like sometimes when you're hit with something out of the blue, and it is more serious than you have ever thought about situations, you have to sit back for a second and you pray that you're hopefully you're able to sit back and learn. And I was able to learn. So dealing with the stroke was something that I haven't really had to go through a lot of the major things. I still today have a feeling over my upper lip that reminds me of being in the hospital and being a patient and going through the situations that I had to go through February 20th, 2021 through February 25th, 2021 in the hospital. So I my friendships, my relationships, my family situations, all of that is touched. Your whole life is touched. And I still deal with that today. But I'm in a couple of stroke groups. I try to motivational speak and inspire people to continue those that have dealt with the level that I've dealt with, things that they are experiencing now, stroke groups. I'm in a stroke group. And just basically looking at things a little bit differently, and we always do that. We always tend to look at things differently when we have life-altering situations happen. And you're blessed enough, and that's one of the things that I consider myself. I'm blessed enough that I was given an opportunity to fix a lot of things, to help people, to help myself, and to continue on. And I've done greater things that I didn't think I was going to do since then. But for about six months to a year, I was kind of like a wreck, you know, doing stand-up comedy. And being out there and doing cruise ships and doing colleges and doing shows to movies and all those kind of things to laying in a hospital bed thinking about what just happened to you. So it's kind of like you have it all and then snatched away. But God said, hey, man, let me tap you on the shoulder and let me show you something real quick. So I was able to sit back and think about things. I was able to sit back and study. I was able to things that meant a certain a way to me in life before mean a difference to me now. And it's an understanding, and I'm glad of that. I'm happy about that. There's a lady, I just wanted to touch on this, who said to me, which caused me to write the book, who said to me, you're a testimony. God chose you. You're a testimony. You have something more to offer. You have something else to offer. And I'll never forget the lady, but I forgot her name, and I'm still trying to find her. It was at the 2022 Sitter Awards that I received the award for my stroke story, which was just a story that I was doing for myself. It was one for myself, just to admit that I had a stroke, that I had this situation happen to me. And I still don't know her name to this day, but she walked up to me after I received my award and said, you have a testimony. You have a testimony. God is watching you. You're able to go out and tell folks about situations and help them. You know, the gentleman that walked up to me right after she left and told me about his situation and asked me questions. And I knew that I had to write the book. I had to go ahead and write my book. I had to go ahead and put movies out. I had to continue to do what I did that I was given the blessings to do prior to, but I've been given this other opportunity, a beautiful opportunity to share with people. And I'm just so happy that I could be here today to share this tonight and share my story. And I continued doing stand-up comedy. I got back into doing stand-up comedy. I go out. I am motivational speak. I talk about the Lord more. I talk about what I've been blessed with, how I've been able to do things. And I still go through certain dips here and there. But you know, I look at them differently now. And these things that I'm given and I'm able to do, they're all blessings. So I'm just glad that I'm able to be here to help people that have questions, that have comments. And just as I continue on and do the best I can and do God's work. I have a Bible that stays in my room, which is about 5 feet away from my bed. And I read my Bible. I read scriptures. I do the best that I can to do the work that I know that I'm supposed to do. Given the opportunity that I have, I'm going to do it. And as I continue to do it with the help of people like yourself, it's just a wonderful opportunity to be able to do two things. But I was totally in a scenario. I understand about being in a place where you don't know, you don't feel, you cry, you know, where it's supposed to be where men aren't supposed to cry. I was never one to believe that. But I shed a lot of tears during the time that I was in my situation. And I said to myself, as I felt myself coming through things, that I don't have a problem admitting that. I don't have a problem talking to people about the things. I don't have a problem doing the things that I love. I don't have a problem enjoying life the way I'm supposed to and doing the proper things that I can do. So I hope that this, my conversation is able to help people this evening. I hope that you get something from this, my story, and you're able to understand. And in my book, I've written, everything is just straightforward. Everything is honest from that day until I got out. Yeah.
Well, I'm going to thank you so much for everything that you shared, and you share a lot. And I'm going to come back, and I'm going to ask some questions. And I'm going to stop just for a moment to talk about a stroke so that those that don't know what a stroke is, they can gain better understanding. And then I'm going to ask you some specific questions about your stroke. So there are two different types of strokes. We have a blocked artery stroke and we have a ruptured artery. And so the blocked artery is when there is a, it's like a blood clot, and it affects the blood flow in the artery within the brain. And so a ruptured artery is when the blood vessels actually burst within the brain And this kind is also associated with aneurysms. And an aneurysm is a little, I guess it's really close, Sean, to a stroke. My brother, in 1989, my brother was away in college working on his doctorate, and he had a massive brain aneurysm that actually took him home to the Lord. But, you know, I learned a lot about aneurysms and strokes because just having different family members. But I never really investigated or dug into it as much as I did when I met you. Because shortly after I met you, I learned that my mother has been having some mini strokes. So you really catapulted me to a whole nother level of investigative work. So I want to say thank you, because otherwise I would not have had the interest. And so it was very timely. And to God be the glory for that. So a stroke, sometimes called a brain attack, occurs when something blocks blood supply to part of the brain or when a blood vessel in the brain bursts. In either case, parts of the brain become damaged or dies. A stroke can cause lasting brain damage, long-term disability, or even death. Learn about the health conditions and lifestyle habits that can increase your risk for a stroke. So I just read that verbatim from the Center for Disease Control and Prevention. And I'm going to be posting some of this information on my page on Facebook, because this is information that everybody that has high blood pressure should be aware of. Because when you have high blood pressure and you don't take your medication, but sometimes you could take your medication. And Sean, one of the things I want to zero in on, you mentioned, was there something that you could have done? And I believe when a stroke is going to happen, it's going to happen. I don't believe there's anything that we can do to stop it. How do you feel about that? And why did you feel you was doing something that could have caused it?
Well, basically what they say, if you take your medication, it decreases your potential. But if you're eating, your eating affects it. It could be hereditary. And you may not stop it, you know, but medication, going to your doctor, making your doctor visits, and if they see these things, they can prevent certain things from happening with medications and situations. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a person who knows. Nobody really knows, but we go upon the thinking that if you're taking these medications or you're doing what you're supposed to, you can prevent certain things. But maybe you can.
Okay.
Maybe you can. You know what I mean? But if you're taking your medications, you have a better chance of not having these things happen, as opposed to not taking your medication and eating the wrong way or doing the wrong thing. That's basically what I was told on certain levels.
Okay. Thank you. I like that. You know, and I purposely said that because I wanted you to challenge me on that, because sometimes we just go with what we hear. But I believe anything is preventable. One, as long as I could pray, I could turn any situation around. As long as I have that mustard seed faith, Sean, come on. Anything can
change.
That's it. We really have to utilize our faith regardless of what your circumstances are or what you were going through. And so if you are listening to this message and you are knowledgeable with strokes, if you have a testimony about strokes, we invite you to join in on this discussion. You could press 1 to grace the mic, and we're going to continue with this interview. So, Sean, I want to take you to your book, My Stroke Story, because I started reading the beginning part of your story. And I actually shared on my Facebook page your reaction of how you felt when they told you that you had a stroke. So why don't you tell our listening audience your reaction? Because I laughed, I chuckled. And I thought it was really, you know, I love your realness. You know, sometimes we put a mask on, But just what I read in the beginning, your introduction, you are so transparent and you're really vulnerable, but you're telling your story the way it happened. So the mic is yours.
I mean, you know, basically you try to figure you're doing the right thing. You know, me, I thought I was eating right. I thought I was, you know, I was exercising. I was doing what I could do. And I didn't know, you know, I didn't have the situation where you would say to yourself, you've had a stroke. I just didn't feel well. So I went to the hospital, and when they told me it was a stroke, I'm like, wait a minute, what? I said more than that, but it was, you know, it was basically that level of thinking. It's like, nah. And you don't want it to be, because you know what's connected. There's a whole lot of connection to these things. So something was going on that I wasn't doing that caused this situation. And I basically wanted to just, you know, I mean, I'm going to be totally honest with you, going back 2 years ago, remember the pandemic was going on. So I was in the hospital for 5 days, but I was when I went in to get my blood pressure taken and all these other things taken, you're sitting there and you're laying there. And I was just laying in the emergency room area because they didn't have rooms and things, but I had a stroke and I got to wait for people to tell me what's going on with me and what's wrong with me. So it was a whole bunch of stuff. You're taking tests, they're sticking you with needles and you're going through, you know, I'm not one of those because I know there's some people that don't like needles. But me, it's all right, just do what you got to do and let me know what's going on with me and let me find out what's happening. And basically, it was regardless, still, when you hear stroke, you don't hear great stories and you don't hear great situations. And what I said was to myself, what? No way, a stroke. And then I kind of, you know, calm down and get those kind of levels together. It was that kind of thing. And then to have to stay there for 5 days. Look, I have stories that I could tell you that I'd have to come back and tell you, you know, with roommates and things and all kind of things that was going on in the hospital for 5 days. But now you're trying to get yourself better. You know, once you're told whatever your situation is, and everybody I'm sure has had this kind of situation, but once you're told what's happening with you and this is what you got to do to get better, you try to get better. And you got a whole bunch of other things going on, and a lot of it is mental, you know. A lot of it is mental and emotional. So you think about so much, your mind just starts playing tricks on you, it may not be playing tricks. It might be just being truthful, and you basically have to deal with what you have to deal with. So for 5 days, before I found out I was going, you know, I was dealing with so much. I was dealing with the thought processes. When you hear stroke, you think terrible things, and you know. But this was before I knew and learned about people and talked to people. But it was a mess that I was going through and I was dealing with for those days. So now, I even had it's funny now, but it wasn't funny then. I even had a pastor come to the room. You know how they come and they pray, and it was like I was nervous. I was like, what are you coming in this room for? You ain't got to come in this room. You know, it's those kind of things that are going on. You have somebody coming to pray for you. You're like, wait a minute. You don't have to come yet. Don't come at this time, you know. But it was a whole bunch going on. It was so much happening. One, at least you're eating better because they're giving you food. The hospital will give you, they give you good food. That's basically, some people don't like the food, but I like it because it's kind of good for you. But other than that,
right,
you're just dealing. So I had to continue to get myself together. And I didn't talk to a couple of my family people for a couple of days, and people didn't know where I was and all this kind of stuff going on until I found out what was happening with me in the hospital. So it was so much that I went through. And now I can be happy that I went through because it's helpful to me. But it's a quick 2 years. Time flies by. But it's just a thing where I did get closer to God. I believe I got closer to God. I know that it's real. I know that what I did was proper by getting saved and moving closer, and all of the things that I have learned when I was younger was something that was important to me and things that I needed. And if I didn't have that spiritual, and I didn't have the examples that my mother left me and people left me. I don't know. They say that you look at yourself and you can tell how strong you are or how weak you are. I can't say I was 100% strong during those times, and I was 100% believer, but it helped me as I continue to move forward in life and do the things that I know that I have to do.
Amen.
I was just, there was confusion. There was total confusion I could use. That's a real word. Like I said, go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead. Finish your statement, then I'll jump in.
No, okay, I was just going to say, some people have, they might have mates or spouse or spouses, or, you know, they might be married or so. I didn't have anybody to come home to. It was just me and my aunt upstairs who was dealing with what she was dealing with, doing her thing, and my cousin. So it wasn't any spouse, you know, day in, day out with me. So I was by myself. So a lot of stuff was mental and emotional and just having to do. So I looked at it as a period of my life where I just have to be strong, and I have to, like, I had friends that I thought were friends, and they weren't friends. They weren't there. A part of it was me thinking, but a part of it, I know it was them, but it was like, wow, I'm looking for certain people to be there, and I only had five people who I could consider that were there as far as friendship outside my home that made sure I was okay, that called me daily, except one named Denise came by to make sure that I was okay and took me shopping and these people. So it was Denise and Al and Tony and Tyreek. These people made sure that I was okay, and then I have family. So, you know, we can go to what you had to say. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to run off. But
okay, no, that's fine.
Your support system.
Yeah. Definitely. So for those of you that are tuning in, we have some new callers that dialed in. Thank you so much for joining us. This interview is with Sean Cornelius, and he is a stroke warrior. You cannot be a warrior of anything if you have not gone through something. And Sean has gone through something, and he's sharing his testimony, and I've asked a couple of questions. But I want to give you a little bit of his background so that you can understand the lifestyle that he was living before this stroke happened, and then how this stroke changed his life. So as we go into his bio, Sean graduated from Shaw University in 1991. He has a bachelor's in theater. He has been a stand-up comedian for over 30 years. He's performed at over 200 colleges, on cruise ships. He's been on BET, Comic View All-Star four times. He opened up for Jamie Foxx, Harold Melvin, and the Blue Notes, Babyface, George Wallace, and J.A. Brown. Some of his performances have taken place in Jamaica, England, Mexico, the Cayman Islands, and all over the United States. Sean is not only a comedian, he's also a musician. He plays the piano, the guitar, the bass, and the harmonica. He is also a singer, a filmmaker, director, producer, a writer, and an actor. And his portfolio for acting consists of Law and Order, Law and Order SVU, and Law and Order Criminal Intent. So we're talking about a man that has been quite active. And even though he stated that he had high blood pressure, he was taking his medication, and to the best of his ability, he was eating right. And one day, and I'm saying this based on what I read in his book, one day he wasn't feeling well. And it's not that he had any sensitivity in one arm or the other arm or in his leg. You know, he just said, in his description, that he didn't feel well, and he knew that he needed to go to the hospital. And I'm highlighting that because a lot of times, Sean, we ignore the warning signs that our body gives us. And the analogy I'm going to use with that is our cars. My father taught me how to fix my my first flat on my bicycle, then my car, and then he taught me how to take care of my car. And he said, Stacy, mm-hmm. whenever you hear a sound, something's wrong with your car. And it's like our body the same way. So, Sean, I'm so happy that you listened to what your body was telling you because the clock was ticking. And it's so amazing to me that the time that it took you to get to the hospital, had you waited, your situation could have been different. So that's a testimony right there. That's a miracle right there. That's a praise break right there. And so right. Now you're at the hospital. They're doing all of these tests, and they don't know what's going on with you. But now it's time to take an MRI. And ladies and gentlemen, if you're listening, Sean is like me. He don't like that MRI machine because you're so close in, and it feels to me it feels like a coffin. Like, give me an open one because I don't want to feel so closed in. But right, when right. Sean took this MRI, he didn't know what to do. He thought about living.
15 minutes,
as long as the test, it took 15 minutes to find out that he had a stroke. But earlier, when you was talking about your mind and how your mind was playing tricks on you and stuff, and I'm just going to read this little part here, and then I'm going to ask you a question. Because I believe mm-hmm. this question and what I'm about to share from your book is crucial to anybody that's going through any situation where they find themselves dealing with a bad report from the doctor. And I say a bad report because they're giving you information that is not favorable, but it's information that doesn't necessarily mean it's going to be fatal. It could be critical, but it doesn't have to be fatal. But again, going back to our faith as believers, we can reject the reports of the doctors. We can listen to them and do what they advise us to do, but we should believe the report of the Lord that says we are healed by the stripes of Jesus Christ. So while Sean was in this MRI for 15 minutes, you have to understand, his body was in distress. Mentally and emotionally, he really is not aware of what is going on with him, but he knows that something is wrong. So he thought about living. He thought about death. He thought about his mom. He thought about his dad. And he thought about a Zoom call which with his family, you know, with them celebrating. And he thought, you know, he thought about so many things. And when you're in a crisis, when you're in a moment like that, your mind, you will think about the things that you could do and things you wish you would have did. And so now the test results come back from this MRI. They tell you you had a stroke. They identified the kind of stroke you had. And your reaction was, what? No way. A stroke? And at that very moment, I imagine that confusion, that chaos hit you like a tsunami. So I want to know, in your own words, did you think that you was going to die on that gurney? Or did you think that you was going to live? Like, don't overthink it, but your initial response, mm-hmm. did you think you was going to mm-hmm. die, or did you think you was going to live? Okay, talk to me.
My whole thing was confusion. You know, I'm laying there, I'm alive, so it wasn't about dying. I didn't know how deep it was or how deep the situation had gone. I know I was in a hospital, and I know I had a stroke, but you know, I wasn't in the circle of in the circle of thought. Of course, you think death, but you also think live. You think living, because if they tell you you've had a stroke, it's something that you can do. What is it that I can do to make sure that this doesn't happen again? Or so mm-hmm. I thought both. You know, there were several things that I thought about on that level. You know, how bad was the stroke, or how, because I told you, outside of laying there, it seemed worse than it was laying there, and it was when I was away from the hospital until those things started happening. So, yeah, I had those thoughts. I have to be honest. You know, you have that. When someone tells you you've had a stroke, an ischemic stroke, But you kind of figure, like, where's your body at now? You know, what's going on now, especially what I was feeling. I had, you know, my eye, my left eyelid was closed. It was hard because that was a day I was laying around in the bed, and walking was a little bit harder. It wasn't like I couldn't walk, but it was kind of like just laying and not getting exercise and doing things. There was so much going on. So, of course, those thoughts came in, but it wasn't about, okay, what can I do? Is there anything I can do to make sure that I get out of this situation proper? So being told what I could do and whatever time frame, we're going to have to see what happens within the next, let's say, 72 hours or whatever. So you're going to have to stay at the hospital, and we're going to have to monitor you and monitor situations, and those things were happening. So it was basically try not to stress. You're in the best place that you can be, but you don't want to be there, and you're just trying to think, okay, if your body's in a certain position to get right and to get better. You have both sides of the coin, and you have to be realistic with yourself. You have people who have passed from situations, but you have people who have lived years after having a stroke or having a
stroke.
So I didn't want to go that other route. I wanted to be, okay, I want to get better. What can I do to get better? How can I do? I don't recall anyone in my family going through these situations or this situation where I can go, okay, well, my dad had a stroke or my mom had a stroke or my grandma. You know, I don't recall those scenarios happening. And I know that high blood pressure, there were certain people in my family that had high blood pressure, but what can I do? You know, there's like things that happen to you that may not happen to anybody else or someone else. It may not happen to you. Okay, so what can I do to fix this situation outside of myself knowing I'm going to pray and I'm going to get some answers. I'm going to try to get some answers and do the best I can physically to get myself back together again. It's the old Humpty Dumpty story. You know,
Humpty Dumpty sat on the wall.
And Humpty had that fall. So having a fall like that, this is the first time I've ever been in the hospital for that type of thing, being serious on that level. I had dealt with some things prior to, but nothing on that level to where you have to think, gosh, a stroke. Are you kidding me? I didn't think about that. Having to get myself together the best I can.
Wonderful. I love your answer to that, and I really admire your tenacity and your endurance, because a lot of times when we have a medical injury or situation like yourself, it can set us back. But you did not let this stop you. You took the time you needed to heal and to get stronger, to make sure that you was doing everything that you needed to do to make sure that physically, mentally, and emotionally you were okay. And you went on to do great things. And we're going to talk about those things. But, Sean, I want to ask you, as a man, as a strong man that was doing great things and positive things in the community, in the entertainment industry, how humbling was this to you to go through this process? Because I believe that God also used this to humble you. Can you talk to us about that?
Yeah, I have no problem whatsoever. You know, there were things that happened to me that I didn't think. You know, I felt sorry for myself. I thought about loved ones who tried to give me conversations, and you know, I thought about my life. I had hard and soft moments, you know. I think. That's all you do is think. Well, you sleep, eat, and think. And I prayed to God, you know. I spoke to my, like I told you before, I spoke to my mom and dad, who are both gone. I felt alone, you know. I saw things that were positive to me, but also scared me. It was like, okay, what do you need to get yourself together. You know, are you getting yourself together? What are you doing? What were you doing? You know, there were things that make you feel okay. You know, there were people, you know, It was a depression I went through. I went through a small depression. You know, you go through a whole bunch of stuff when something like this goes on in your life. Even if you feel like, you know, you go through things on a regular basis, but when something life that can alter your life happens, you think about it, and you try to become, if you're given the opportunity to become better. And I say, okay, you know what, God, this is something that it was supposed to happen for me. And I don't know the reason, but I'm going to do the best I can. That means becoming closer to God. My spirituality got stronger. That means friendships. That means getting myself together, doing the best I could, and taking care of business on that level and helping others, and as I help myself. So that's what I wanted to do. If you allow me to continue to help myself to get better, show me the way that I need to take care of things, my word is I'm going to help other people. I'll do the best I can to help folks see the right way, maybe even come closer to you, you know, if that's what their life is supposed to be. But I'm going to try, and I'm going to tell people, and I'm going to say to people, you know, I made this comeback or come through because of God. And things happened to me that showed me God is on my side. God was on my side. Now, regardless of how things and how they turn out, he's still on my side. I got to keep that faith. And I just kept thinking about stories that I've read in the Bible, stories about Jesus, stories about Job, stories about Moses and Solomon and David, and all these people that you read about, and you have to understand, and you take them and you go, okay, I can be one of those people, and I'm going to be one of those people and be positive about it. And I just said, my Bible, getting closer to God, is number one. Then I'm going to take care of myself, and then I'm going to get closer to the folks that are close to me, and I'm, you know what I mean? Become a better person.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And even if you're not a bad person, you want to become a better person. So spiritually, I want to get better. You know, as an individual, I want to get better. Things that you taught me that I have, I know I don't have them just to have them. I have them for a reason. I play the piano for a reason. I learned the piano for a reason. I learned how to play the guitar for a reason. You know, if that means writing a song, a spiritual song, that's what I got to do, you know. If that means doing things and putting things together, someone asks me today to do something with them, and they said they got an energy from me, a feeling from me. Well, you see that energy? That's a blessing. That's a blessing that I was given, and you can thank God for that. I thank God for it because given the opportunity that I've been given, this is what I do.
And this is why I opened up the show the way I did when I talked about the transforming our mind and giving us a new thought process. Like, when you go through something like this, it literally changes your life. And where, you know, when I asked you the humbling question, sometimes we think we got it all together. Sometimes it's like, okay, I don't need to talk to God about this. I got this. But you go through something like that, oh, no, God, where are you? I'm going to talk to God. I'm going to rely on God right now. I don't know how to handle this. Like, God, are you there? So
you don't know. And if you, regardless, because I even asked. I said, well, you know, I'm saved. I study, but maybe I'm not. I don't study enough. God, show me what's happening. But I need help. I need help.
Mm-hmm.
I need help. I can't do this by myself. Can I do this by myself? No, I can't. Here I am in this hospital trying to take care of business. I know the situation now. I know what's going on with me. Now, when I go home, it's another situation. I got to deal with so many things. It's not easy when you come home. It wasn't easy for me when I came home. I still had things I had to deal with. I've been dealing with things for 2 years. But you got to keep up. There's days I felt like crap. There's days that I didn't feel like getting out of bed. There's so many things that you go through. But I go to my Bible, or I'll just say, God, listen. And it's how you talk to the Lord. It's however you talk to him. And there were days that I said, God, listen, I'm not feeling this today. I don't know what to do. I'm confused. In my head sometimes, I was lost. I was lost. And it's the world is being its regular self, but I was lost. I'm like, I don't fit in. I even told my sister. I just, for some reason, I can't get it together. I can't get myself right. I had to go through what I went through to get where I am now and understand. Because I'm going to tell you, Stacey, I was so lost at a point. I was so out there by myself that I felt like, and I wasn't. But it was so much going on. I think I made myself sick sometimes just learning so much about what had happened to me and trying to figure out how I can continue to make myself better. Here I am on 8 or 9 different drugs to make myself better. And a lot of these, every drug has its own side effect. You know, every medication has its own side effect. And I'm feeling the side effects, but I have no idea what's going on with me. And I can't think straight. I can't get it right. And I want to say that I knocked off at least five of the meds since that situation happened. And there was things that are going on. Yeah, and that's a blessing. You know, every time that doctor said, okay, you seem to be all right, we're going to take you off of this med, it was a beautiful thing. That means I'm doing what I'm supposed to do to my thought process, and God is there with me. God said, see, I told you. All you have to do is do what you have to do. Take care of what you have to take care of, and you said it. Yes, I did say it. Regardless of me being saved and regardless of what's happening, I go to my Bible study on Sunday. I pick up my Bible and I read. There were scriptures that I use. There were things that I say. Again, Proverbs 3:5-6, just trust in the Lord with all your heart, lean not on your own understanding. And there's a little more. And there are scriptures that I know now. There are times that I'm comfortable. I get on my bicycle and I ride in the good weather. And I just enjoy life, you know, and maybe that's my road. You know, that's not Stacy's road, or that's not Kenny's road, or that's not Thomas's road, or whomever. But Sean's road is, this is what it is. So I have to accept what I'm given. And if I can accept what I'm given and take what I'll take, and that's all it is. It's an acceptance. So I'm very happy. I'm very pleased that I'm given the opportunity to talk to people. I'm given the opportunity to get myself better. I just, 2 years, February just passed, and it's been 2 years. Do I feel better? Sure, I do. Do I sometimes not feel good? Sure. What's the first thing I think of? Is it connected? Sure, I do. But my thing is, I'm God-fident, D-O-D-F-I-D-E-N-T. I'm God-fident that I'm going to continue to do what I have to do, and God's going to continue to take care of life. It's going to go like it's supposed to go. And it's gone the way it's supposed to go up until this point. I can't say why me. I can't sit back and go, well, geez, because I understand somewhat. Some things I understand. And I understand about life and how life goes. No, and that's all I was going to say. I understand how life is and how it goes.
You know, it's really, when we go through life struggles, trials, and seasons of testing, sometimes it appears like God is not there, but he's there. But what we feel is real. And we know he promised us that he would never leave us nor forsake us. But sometimes in that darkest moment, even Jesus, when he went into the Garden of Gethsemane, the disciples couldn't even stay awake with him. You know, he [S2] Right. [S1] Near sweat and drops of blood, but he was like, if it's possible, you know, let this cup pass from me. So I think we all have those moments where we feel like, God, where are you? And then somewhere in the midst of our situation, he shows up. I mean, he's already there, but he really shows up to say, hey, Sean, I got you. Hey, Stacy, I got you. And that's the beautiful part, because when he shows himself faithful, it increases your faith. It increases your confidence. You begin to trust him more. You get a little bit more bold and courageous. And, you know, you feel brave because your God is with you. You know you would not be where you are if it wasn't for God. So, you know, I just thank God for what he did for you. You had your stroke back in 2021. You wrote your book in 2022. And now your book is in Barnes and Nobles, and your desire is to have your book reach the nations as well as your story. For those of you that are listening, Sean Cornelius is a motivational speaker, and his desire is to reach the nations with his story. And he has appeared on Conversations for Dummies with Lady D, Carrie's Corner with Carrie Armstrong, and What's Happening Now Radio with Lords Biggio. He's been on the Air It Out radio show with Stax Cordero and Cotton Candy, Urban Buzz Magazine, It's Due Time with Pastor Steve, and he's been on several radio and TV shows. And I'm taking the time to highlight all of his accomplishments because I don't care what you go through in life, the enemy will try and use whatever happens to you to stop you, to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But don't listen to him. Listen to God and allow what you go through to be used for God's glory as you tell your story and as you continue to do the things that God has placed on your heart. Because in a moment, I'm going to let Sean elaborate on his music career and on his acting and the directing. I mean, this man does so much stuff. And he has been awarded by the SIT organization. And Sean, what does that stand for, the SITA?
Success in the Arts. That's the Center Awards. And that's where I was given the Certificate of Excellence for my documentary and the Certificate of Recognition and by Senator Leroy Comrie. Honor Awards.
Mm-hmm.
That's the 2022 CITA Awards.
And congratulations for that. And you received, he received the honorable mention for his book, My Stroke Story, and Best Movie Confessions. And he has a full-length feature film entitled Whatever It Takes. And the movie, When Blood Runs Cold, he co-wrote with Omar Moore from his college, and he won the Best Urban Underground Film at the People's Film Festival. So this stroke didn't stop you. This stroke enhanced you, and I believe you did all of this before the stroke?
Well, a lot of things were done before the stroke, except for the awards from CITA, and also got a 2022 Comedy of Excellence Award, and all of the other things were done prior to or during situations that I was dealing with a stroke. But the movie and all that stuff was done prior to, yes.
Okay. But it still needs to be said that you're still doing great things because you're still directing movies, you're still producing, and you have your own podcast. So tell us about your podcast. And at this point, just tell us what you want to tell us about your upcoming events, what you're doing with the comedy, what you're doing with your music, you know, just educate us so that we can support you. And where can people purchase your book?
Yeah, the only thing I'm trying to do is as I continue to because if I set stuff aside, then that would be a bad thing for me. I'm continuing on. People are asking me, am I going to make any more movies? I have three scripts that are sitting. I have part two of the movie. The first scene written, which is also a short film, which is in the makes, and someone that I'm working with out of my school, Lyndon Dunning, working with some stuff. But basically, I'm just continuing to get myself back together, and every year, it's a year away from the situation. So I try not to give myself any more excuses about why certain things aren't done. You know, we're just coming out of the pandemic, so. I'm just continuing to push the stuff I did, and push is a word. I started a new group called PUSH, which means pursuing the utmost success and happiness, and that's P-U-S-H, pursuing the utmost success and happiness, and that's what I'm doing. I'm out motivational speaking, continuing to accept gigs on podcasts, on regular shows, on stage shows, I still do stand-up comedy. My bookings, Sean Cornelius, SeanPooCornelius at Gmail, SeanPooCornelius at gmail.com. So that's my email. But I still have the mentality to make music. I was just sitting here before the show putting together an intro for a young lady's show. And all of these folks who stuck out and or stood out to help me promote and talk about things and talk about things on their shows, I appreciate so much. But I went to school for theater, and I still am able to write. I'm still able to produce. I'm still able to do things like I was doing before. Confessions 1 and 2 was something that I did prior to 2021, The Decision, No Love Without You. All that stuff you can go see on my YouTube page, which is Sean Cornelius Entertainer. And that's out on YouTube. So you can see Confessions 1 and 2. You can see The Decision, No Love Without You, Just Say You and Me. And there's a show on BronxNet called After Dark with Sean Cornelius, which airs Monday night at 10:30, and it airs on the Internet as well. And I host that. It's just like a motivational, inspirational show that I host on the Internet. And basically, we do those kind of things. And I also started the Enough is Enough scenario, or which was done back in 2020 when a lot of the killings of African-American people were done by the police. And if you see me, sometimes I'll have a hat that says enough is enough. But I have those kind of things, little things that sometimes we all do when we get upset. But you can basically see a lot of stuff on my YouTube page, my Facebook page, Sean Cornelius, my Instagram page, which is Comedian Sean Cornelius 65, and you can go there and find out things that about me. And I post, and I do have the book, which is My Stroke Story, which is my second book. My first book, Expressions of Love and Romance, is a comedy book. It has poetry in it. It's my life story, basically, but it has poetry, it has music, it has comedy, it has all kind of things, stories about the internet, stories, just jokes, and a whole bunch of interesting things that you can find on BarnesandNoble.com, along with My Stroke Story, which is out now. And all you have to do is hit me up on my website, on my Gmail that I just gave you, or my website. You can go to my website, which is SeanCorneliusEntertainment.com, and you can see everything Sean Cornelius. It kind of makes me happy to look at my resume and know that I've done something, and I've done something for people. I've done things for myself. A lot of these things I've done for myself, but I've also done things that people have enjoyed, and that makes me happy to be a part of. And I continue to be a part of radio shows when I get booked. I continue to just – my main thing now is to motivational speak and to continue to just kind of tell people what I've been through. And as they can, as I do, they can continue as well. I use God, because God said, "Use me." I use God, and Jesus Christ, and I move forward into doing things and helping people. But there's so many things. I'm an artist, so basically, I do art, you know, music, and all kind of things. So, music helps me relax myself and kind of get away from certain situations, and I kind of Musa with my music. So I play the piano, I play bass, which I've learned over the couple of years, and I have a guitar, and there are things that are the harmonica that I play, but I just want to be happy. I want to be happy. I know now a part of my happiness, again, is my spirituality, and that helps me be happy, and it helps me be happy with people and things that are going on in this world. And I want to be able to share that happiness with other folks. You know, I want to be able to motivate, because I am a great person. I am powerful. You know, I have potential. I'm proud. I'm important. I have awareness. I'm honest. I'm strong. I'm smart. I'll continue to move on, and I'll walk with a purpose. You know, I'll shine. I'm creative.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I will continue to pursue my dreams. You know, I will not give up on me. If I don't give up on me, that means other people can share in my happiness and be a part of and do the things that you can do. So I hope there's people that are listening to the show that I've been able to motivate and inspire. And basically, you just got to keep going. You know, you might be hit with some kind of situation that you might think is terrible or might take you down a second, but keep going. As long as you can open your eyes and breathe and smile, keep rolling. And, you know, you do the best you can, and you figure out a way. You figure out a way, you know, and then that's basically me. I love doing what I do, and I like it when I'm able to talk to people who also inspire me. And when I saw what you were doing and how you continue to do and how you push and how you push people and how you give a good word, I just had to be a part of this situation. And I'm so glad that it came out to be this way, that I could be here with you, because I look at the things that you do. I see on Facebook the words that you give and things that you help people with and how you help people. And you know you help people. You know that what you do is helpful. And I just want to be on that level as I continue to help myself. I don't want to be selfish, and I want to help other people as well. So that's why I continue to do what I do. And if I didn't, I'd be doing my mom a disservice and my dad a disservice, and God rest their soul, and I get my energy and strength from remembering the type of people they were. And there's no way that I could sit back and lose with the type of parents that I had. I can't lose. So I've got to carry on and do the best that I can, and that's what I'm doing.
Well, I am so encouraged. I love the affirmations that you were making about yourself. And I pray that the men, I mean, not just the men, the women, I pray that everybody that listens to this, but specifically the men, that they will grab hold of what you were saying. Because you know what? I tell men, I love doing empowerment for men. And I tell men all of the time, you are powerful beyond measure. There is greatness inside of you. And Sean, I drive Lyft and Uber sometimes, right? And whenever a brother get in my car, before they get out, I turn around and I look them straight in their eyes. And I tell them, I say, there's a king inside of you. I said, there is greatness inside of you. I said, you could be what, and you know, whatever God tell me to tell them, that's what I tell them. And they eyes just well up with tears. And they be like, I'm sorry, but can I get a hug? And I say, come on, little brother, let me look. Some of them so tall, I got to look up at them. But we need to encourage one another. And everything you just said, I heard the passion in your voice. You meant what you said. And the key thing for me is when you said you want to be happy and you want to show other people how to be happy. And you know what? That's my heart's cry. I do what I do for the same reasons that you do what you do. This is the job that God gave me. I didn't have a stroke, but I'm a survivor of domestic violence. And so whatever our story is, and I mean, I got several testimonies, like I'm sure you do too. But the bottom line is all of those negatives, we get the opportunity to turn them into positives. All of those messes, God changes our life stories and turns it into messages. So I just want to thank you so much for, you know, coming by today to share your story. We celebrate you. We celebrate all of your accomplishments. We celebrate God for you, for your testimony. And at this time, we're going to open up the mics. If anyone would like to encourage Sean or ask Sean a question, please press 1 on your phone, and we will grace you on the mic. And I'm going to ask everyone to please support his book, My Stroke Story. And it can be purchased on Amazon and Barnes & Noble. And if you are – oh, go ahead. Anything you want
to
add on?
Oh, no,
ahead.
I was going to say if people wanted to directly get at me and cash at me, you can do it through my email, which is, you know, like I said, SeanPooHCornelius@gmail.com, SeanPooHCornelius@gmail.com. And if you have a Cash App or Venmo, I can give you the information, and you can have your book out as soon as you tell me, give me your address, and you pay for the book, and, you know, I'll send the book right out to you.
Okay, so they could purchase the book directly through Cash App or Venmo, and you'll – oh, that's nice, because then you could, like, personally sign the book for them, autograph it as well.
And they're right. That's what I do. I usually talk to the person on the phone or whatever the situation is, and I autograph the book, and I put the book out myself right to them in the mail. Within – if it's tonight, then I'll do it the next day. If it's that same day, then I do it the same day before 4 o'clock. Our mail goes out. So you can Cash App me. The Venmo's a different – some different information. But you can touch base with me at Shawn, S-H-A-W-N-T-O-O-H-C-O-R-N-E-L-I-U-S at Gmail, and I'll get back to you.
Okay, thank you so much for that. And then I'm going to ask you to give your closing remarks. And do you have any upcoming events?
Well, I just in New York, I'm at a club called LOL for the weekend, this weekend, which is in West 46th Street in Times Square, between 8th and 9th. I do Friday and a Saturday night. I think I'm there Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. The following week, I'm in, I think it's Yonkers Comedy Club. What's next week's date? The 23rd, 24th, and 25th? Yeah, 23rd, 24th, 25th. It's Yonkers Comedy Club. I'll be with Drew Frazier. And also I'll be doing, I just got something while I was on the phone. So Rich Silver, I'll be in Kingston, New York on April 22nd. Or a church gig. I just don't know. I don't know. He didn't send me the name, but I know it's in Kingston, April 22nd. But I'm just doing so much, trying to bounce around, do a lot of things, and get on some situations. So that's basically what it is.
Okay. Well, keep me posted so that I can support you and do some announcements on the radio page for you. And I want to thank you on behalf of the Eloquently Speaking Radio Network. We thank you for taking the time to share your testimony with us. And for those of you that are tuning in a little later in the show, Shawn Cornelius, he wrote a book entitled My Stroke Story. And it is available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and you can also purchase the book directly by contacting him on his Cash App. And, Shawn, give your Cash App again.
My Cash App is it's $ Shawn Cornelius. It's $ lowercase S-H-A-W-N-C-O-R-N-E-L-I-U-S. So it's all lowercase, Cash App, $ Shawn Cornelius. My Venmo is different, which is Shawn. What's that little line?
I don't have Venmo, so I don't know what you're talking about.
What's that little line? It's like a line. It escapes me right
now.
Oh,
the hyphen.
But it's like
the
a
underscore?
Line. It's not the underscore. That's what it's called. Underscore.
Okay.
It's Shawn underscore Whaley. W-H-A-L-E-Y underscore 5. So it's Shawn, S-H-A-W-N, underscore, Whaley, underscore 5.
Okay. Well, thank you so much again for joining us. And this is my last question. How would you like to end the show by encouraging somebody that had a stroke? What would you say to them?
You know, it just depends on what type of stroke you've had. All I can say is, if you're a believer in God, you have to continue to believe. You have to continue to pray, and you have to believe in yourself, because if you don't believe in yourself, then you're going to get in nowhere. There's so many people that ask questions, and in the group that I'm in on Facebook, it's a stroke group, and they just don't know, because one day you're here and the next day you're there. You know what I mean? And you just don't understand. You just don't get it. You have to have your faith. If your faith is in God, then you believe in God. If your faith is not, then you have to believe in what you believe in. But you have to believe in yourself. You have to know that it takes time. And you have to give yourself time.
Yes.
If you don't give yourself time, then you'll run into situations, and we can rush because you don't know. So we can push, but everything takes time like it did before. Sometimes you don't believe, because I didn't believe it at first. I wasn't there yet, but you'll click. It'll click. Take your time. Get yourself together. Get yourself right. Do what you're supposed to do to yourself. And if you're, again, if you're a praying person, pray to your God, talk to your God. People around you will help you. And if not, somebody's going to be there for you. It may not be the person you thought. It may not be your sister. It may not be your brother. It may not be that best friend. It could be somebody who you don't even know, but somebody's going to be there to give you the kind word that's going to help you. And you got to be ready to take it if you're looking to heal yourself. And once you heal yourself, you'll be okay. So take your time. That's what I learned, taking your time, because you don't feel like you want to. I don't know how much time I got. You know what I mean? So day by day, take your time. If you're a praying person, you pray on it, and you carry yourself through. And you got to know that you're blessed to be able to at least think about getting better. So I would just encourage people to do those things. Take your time, believe in yourself, and carry on.
Amen. That's powerful. You know, earlier when you were talking, the grieving process, I thought about that. And so I'll just, and, you know, when you come on the show again, we'll talk about the grieving process. But I believe what you just said is powerful, because we need to be patient. Be patient with yourself. Be patient with the process, the healing process. And then allow yourself that time you need to grieve, because it's still something that traumatizes you. It traumatizes your body. And you mentioned, you know, the mental piece to it. This could be very emotional. And there's different stages where you'll feel acceptance, where you'll feel denial. And you mentioned you was depressed. You know, I know sometimes people get sick and stuff. They get angry because there's certain things that you can't do, but sometimes that fear comes in there. So it's so many emotions that and feelings that you deal with, that you experience, that kind of catches you off guard. So I guess I would like to add to expect the unexpected, because you really don't know how you go. You could prepare and say, oh, if this happened, I'm going to do this or I'm going to do that. But, Shawn, when that thing happened, that's the last thing on your mind. You really don't know how you're going to respond.
Right.
But
the key is
whatever it is that you are going through, allow yourself that time you need to grieve and to grieve your way. But to also know that there's a set time that, I mean, we can't tell people how long they need to grieve, but while you're grieving, don't stay parked there. Like it's not meant for you to stay there. Suffer your loss and then toe the line and come on, let's get up. Let's take that bed up, the man at the Bethesda pool. Let's get up and go do something productive, because it's all about lessons that we learn. So I'm thankful for the lessons that you shared with us today. Thank you for the empowerment. I feel encouraged. God bless you. May heaven continue to smile upon you. And I just really thank God for all of the doors that are opening up for you and your busyness. And that's a good thing, because you're accomplishing your goals one day at a time. So thank you. And for those of you that stayed with us throughout the broadcast today, we would like to thank you for supporting Shawn. And we want to wish everyone, we want to give everyone up. Does anyone want to wish Shawn well before we end this broadcast? Or if anyone have a question for Shawn? Going to linger a little bit. And if you do, press one on your phone. Press one on your phone, and we'll open up your mic. Okay, we do have one person. Okay, caller with the last four numbers, 8287. Welcome to I Have a Testimony to Share radio broadcast.
Good evening. Thank you so much for taking my call. I have been listening in, and I must say to both of you, this has been a joy. I'm so uplifted, And I just can't tell you, it was just overwhelmingly joy-filled for me to listen.
Amen.
Just to hear Sean's growth, and I know from whence he's come. I know the walk, and I know this journey, and I must say I'm very, very proud of him. And he will tell you why. He will share with you why I really am proud of him. And you, my lady, we have never met. I pray that one day we will. But I was also very, very impressed with all the things that you have shared. And I think you are a fantastic moderator. So to both of you, may the Lord continue and bless both of you. And there's important work that both of you are doing. And I so appreciate you. I love you dearly, and I am proud of both of you. I enjoyed the program. I really did.
Well, thank you so much, Sean. We're going to let you respond first.
Well, I want to say thank you. She knows how to bring water to my eyes. That's my older sister, Rhonda.
Okay.
On the call, and I didn't even know she. I did tell her that we had a prayer meeting yesterday. I mentioned about the call, and I appreciate her being on. Appreciate the words that she gave so eloquently. This has been she has been a solid rock for me to get myself better and continue the words that she speaks to me. On the side, and the visits and the communication, she just doesn't know. Maybe she does, and she just doesn't say so. But I appreciate her tremendously, and this was fantastic for me to be able to speak and just say thank you. You know, because I know her words to be true. She's in the spirit. She's a very spiritual individual, and it's kind of nice when you can. That's my older sister. So I'm really appreciative of her listening to the show and the words that she spoke and just everything she's done for me to push me to where I am today and doing my moving into my spiritual and getting better and just continuing to sometimes I listen to her words and I hear her words when there are things that I need to do properly, and I remember something that she said, and I just move forward. So it's something that I'm very glad that she was able to make it and listen to the show tonight. And when she gives you a compliment, say she better take it and run with it. hold on to it. But I'm so glad that she was able to come in and listen to the show. I love her very much. I love you, Rhonda. And I appreciate that.
I love
that.
You too, brother. Yes. No, I love you,
Rhonda,
too. I spoke nothing but the truth.
Amen.
Thank you.
And, Rhonda, I'm going to keep your mic on, so we'll just keep you with us for the remainder because we're going to close out. But if anybody else have a comment or want to encourage Sean, please press 1. And I just want to say that the moment you started talking, I felt the presence of the Lord. And you are a woman that is full of grace, and I truly, truly thank you for your words of encouragement. That it really, really means a lot to me. And when Sean and I were talking and preparing for tonight's show, we also kind of went ahead of ourselves to talk about things we see down the road. And I said, let's just do this show first and see how well we mesh, you know. So this is not the first time. I believe that, you know, there are some things that God wants us to do. And your comments actually confirmed that. So I just wanted to say thank you so much. And the seeds, this is for you. And those of you that are listening, this is I Have a Testimony to Share radio broadcast. So even as Sean was thanking his sister, she came first and she encouraged him. But then his eyes watered. But then he began to thank her. That's a testimony right there. That's a praise break. That's a good time to say, hallelujah, God, I thank you. Sean, when you didn't even believe Rhonda was praying for you, when you were going through things, you know, there are seeds that I know. I could only say what the Holy Ghost is saying to me. But this is March. So March manifestation, you are going to see God's hand upon your life like never before. And you know what? Some of it is simply going to be the prayers that she prayed for you. This is a good time to tell God thank you, because her prayers did not fall on bad soil. They fell on good soil. And Rhonda, I just thank you, because you're a prayer warrior. You're a praying woman. And I'm just, you know, I'm honored to meet you, and I look forward to speaking to you off of this platform and just see what God is going to do for us. But this is a testimony of the love of a brother and a sister, but also from a praying family. You know, sometimes things don't look the way we want them to look, or they don't go the way we want them to go. But, Sean, I don't even know your story, but just hearing what you said, I know that this is something special tonight. So, you know, I praise God for that. And I'm going to continue to, Rhonda, I'm going to shine my shine. You're new to the radio network, but this is a baby that God gave to me. And my foundational scripture comes from Isaiah, the 60th chapter in verse 1. That says, arise, shine, for thy light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. So I always tell people, shine your shine. So, Sean, I'm going to tell you, shine your shine. Rhonda, shine your shine. Annie Moore, I know you in the queue. You didn't press one, but shine your shine. And caller with the last four numbers. Well, your area code is 571. I'm telling all of y'all, shine your shine. The reason I started this broadcast, and specifically I have a testimony to share, radio broadcast, is because people need to know that God is still in the blessing business. People need to know that your testimony is going to change somebody's life around. Somebody is going through something right now, and your testimony is going to help them. And they're going to cry out to God and say, God, if you did this for Sean, I know you can do it for me. And so we really have to open up our mouth, because the devil done sat on our testimonies long enough. And it is time for us to say, get off of my testimony. I'm going to shine my shine. So Annie Moore is going to shine her shine. She just pressed one.
Hi.
Hi. Welcome.
Hi. Thank you for sharing the broadcast tonight with me, for sending me a text. Thank you, Mrs. Sun, for your testimony. My husband had a stroke April 1st, 2022, and we are still recovering. And thank you so much for sharing.
You're welcome.
It's okay.
Especially the emotional part. It's just we continue to go to therapy. We continue to pray. We continue to believe. We have days where we're hopeful. We're hopeful every day, but we have days where it's hard.
I understand.
And it's been life changing, but we know that we're gonna come through this. God is gonna bring us through this. He's been with us through it, and we read and we listen to praise music and we praise God, and it gets us through. But thank you so much for sharing. I intend to get your book so that we can read it, and just thank you, Stacy, for letting me know about this show, and thank you again for your testimony.
You're welcome.
And Annie, don't go anywhere. And I just want to encourage you not to hold back your tears, because it's not a sign of weakness. It's a sign of strength, and it's cleansing. And God wants to get all of the glory, because Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning.
Joy cometh in the morning. And amen.
It is mourning for you. It is mourning for your husband. And the words that you didn't say, I'm going to say it, because when her husband had the stroke, his report was not good. And when she called me, I said, oh, I reject that report, and I'm going to believe the report of the Lord. And I reached out to the intercessors within my ministry, and I said, I want us to bombard heaven on his behalf. And it wasn't just me. We were praying, and his church was praying, and I'm telling you, they said he would never walk again. This man is not walking on his own, but guess what? He went from the hospital to the rehabilitation, and now he is home. So everything that they said he was not going to do, God said different. And so that's why she's crying.
God don't. And of course, and that's the way it goes. That's the way it happens. Sometimes, you know, the doctors train hard, and they work hard to do what they do, and you respect that, but you got to go to God and go, okay, I'm gonna let you deal with this, okay? And that's what I was cool until my sister started speaking, and then you started speaking, and then here come the waterworks. But it's tears of joy. Tears of joy.
That's right.
And just keep believing and doing what you're doing, and just continue to thank God.
That's right.
Because it's about your faithfulness.
That's right.
And thank you for coming on, and God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you as well. And continue to share your testimony.
I'm so happy.
You and your husband in prayer. Amen to that. Thank you.
Yes. And I thank God for everybody that's here and for those that are listening, you know, via the internet, because, Sean, this was the first show. So you kicked off this broadcast.
Well,
I have a testimony this year. And you know what? I'm prophesying to myself, because I'm standing on his promises. God is going to enlarge this platform. And it is going to overflow. And it's not for form or fashion, but it's to glorify him. The people are going to pour in. And as they pour in, they're going to pour out. And they're going to testify about the goodness of the Lord. And souls are going to be saved. People are going to be delivered and set free. And Satan's kingdom is going to go down. And we're going to help build up the kingdom of God. And I believe
that
with all of my heart. And you hear the passion in my voice, because I did my part. I was obedient. So now God is going to do his part. So to God be the glory. This is a testimony, because I've been trying to do this. And I said, it's been so much resistance. But, Sean, thank you so much. Because tonight was very successful, and I believe that, you know, some more testimonies are going to come in.
Thank you.
I'm so appreciative of being asked to be a part of it. Listen, whatever I can do within my power, I'll help. I appreciate it so much. I just want to continue to be able to get the story out there. And it doesn't have to be my story, but I just want to be able to help other folks carry on. And know, you know, and every step is a winning step. Every step is a godly step. Every step that you make, because God has you here for a reason. If not, you'd be resting. If not, you'd be resting. But we're here, and we're here to do something. We're here to help each other, and we're here to help one another carry on. And this has been. I was cool for a while, and I'm still cool. But you know. It's a beautiful situation, and I thank you, Stacey, so much. And I thank Ron, and I thank the other young lady and the ladies that are, and people that are on to move this, because we need this. We need this, you know, and we have to continue to be pushing it. And anything that you need within my power, I will gladly do. So thank you very much for having me this evening.
You're welcome, but guess what? We got another caller on the line. Call it with the last four numbers, 7027. You can talk to Sean.
Hey, how are you? I'm Demetria, the Northern Virginia area. Sean, your testimony is it's just, you know, thank you for sharing your willpower, your energy, everything from your soul. You know, you're an inspiring human.
Thank you. Thank you. And I just want to say, Stacey, I met this young lady, Demetria, today, and she has a story herself that you would definitely be interested in bringing her on to talk about. So I thank her for supporting and coming on tonight, but I would definitely connect you all. And that's the way it works. This is just a circle. So thank you, Demetria. I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
My pleasure.
Yes, Denitra, thank you so much for calling in, and we can talk off the line so that I can hear your story, and we'll bring you on as a guest. And Rhonda, I want to bring you on as well because I know you have a testimony, and I'm very happy. And Annie Moore wanted to say something else, so we're going to turn the mic over to her.
Okay. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I wanted to say that through all of this, my husband has said that God is going to use this for his glory and as his testimony. Despite what the doctor said, I was by his side all through this in the hospitals and by his bedside, and I've seen God do miracles. I have seen it, and I know we expect more, and he's going to share his testimony. And he said that God had, the same God who brought him through, has brought him through things before in his life, is going to bring him through this. So he believes. We get weary, but we keep pressing, we keep praying, and we are thankful for the people that pray for us, including Stacey. She is, I just love her. I just love her. We have a God sisterhood that God put us together. And thank you again, Mr. Son, for sharing. Thank you so much. I'm so thankful that I was able to be on the line tonight.
You're welcome. I'm so glad that you were able to be here, too. And you tell your husband to keep up the good word. And I'm taking those words. I'm sorry, I'm a thief, but I'm going to take those words from him. And I'm going to keep on going, and I appreciate and much, much love to him.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Amen.
And Sean, I'm going to connect you and Annie off the air so that you can meet Jimmy and the two of you can converse.
Mm-hmm.
Because I believe that there's something special. God is going to do something with the two of you. There is going to be a sharpening that's going to take place.
Iron sharpens iron. That's right.
Yes.
Thank you.
So, to God be the glory. Annie, is that okay?
Yes. That's fine.
So,
thank you.
When Annie was sharing her testimony on my page on Facebook, I was just sharing all of Sean's work. And one of the trailers for his movie, the scripture that he has on there is Philippians 4:13. And I'm sharing it because I think it's an excellent way to end the show. And it says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And we're all here because of Christ, and he strengthened us. But because of what took place tonight, he's strengthening us even more supernaturally. And there's something wonderful. Angels have been dispatched, and they are on an assignment. And other people, Sean, are being blessed right now because of how you opened up and shared your testimony. So be encouraged.
Oh, yes.
Do we have anybody else that want to say anything before we go?
Stacey, I have to. This is Rhonda again.
Uh-huh.
I have to just take this brief opportunity. I thank you again for this wonderful opportunity. And I do want to say you gave me a confirming word. I belong to the First Corinthian Baptist Church in Harlem, New York City. And we have every year we have a theme. And our theme this year for 2023 is Unstoppable. And we chose a scripture to go along with that theme, that word, Unstoppable. And the scripture was Philippians chapter 4, verse 13.
Amen.
There you have it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And yes,
so
to God
I have
be
this.
The glory.
Yes,
yes, thank
to
you,
God
Jesus.
Be all the glory. But now I have to give you another testimony, because the end of December 2022,
mm-hmm.
this is the message. This is a message that I wrote, and in big, it's the background is yellow, but the letters are black, and it says, "Ain't no stopping us now." And the message that I wrote, somebody needs to know that you are unstoppable.
What?
They did everything. They did everything that they could to destroy and discredit you through their witchcraft, curses, hexes, and potions. And it did not work. At times you felt the results of their weapons that formed against you, but it did not work. Do you know why? It didn't work because God is not a man that he should lie. He said that no weapon that is formed against you shall prosper.
Will prosper.
I believe it, and that settles it. And dig this right here. The blood of Yahshua is working for you. It's fighting for you. Is speaking for you, and ain't no stopping us now. So go and do what God has ordained you to do for him, not by might nor by power, but by his spirit, says the Lord. Now, Rhonda, you got this. What more confirmation do you need tonight? That's a good. Come on, y'all. Let's praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Well, I'm glad I could bring you. I'm glad I could bring you all together.
Glory to God. Oh my
goodness.
We didn't know it was going to be a Holy Ghost party.
No.
Sure did.
Rhonda, I'm coming to Harlem real soon.
Stacey, we all going to be together. That I know.
I love when God does it, everything just fall in place.
Oh yes.
And Shorn, you know, this is your night, Shorn, because you had to be that first domino. Now everybody else, we just want to fall down right behind you. And just everybody believe what Rhonda just said. Their theme is say it again, Rhonda.
Our theme is unstoppable.
Unstoppable.
Thank you, Lord.
It's so many things. So I want to thank all of you because there's so many things. I'm sorry, Stacey. There were so many things. There were so many things that have transpired this day, outside of us having this wonderful, wonderful conversation. It's just a wonderful thing. So I know God is like, all right, go ahead. I'm gonna let y'all go ahead and do your thing for a minute. And take care of your business. So this is such a beautiful opportunity for all of us to be together. Uh-huh. And I thank you so much for you opening the doors. You say it's about me, but you opened the door to all of this happening. So I'm so appreciative, and I'm sure everybody else is on the table as well. So thank you very much, Stacey.
Thank you so much for saying that. I love your humility. I really do. And everybody that listened, even those that didn't even, you know, share anything, I know that your heart is full as well.
Yes.
And God is smiling tonight. He is really smiling because we need more moments like this to glorify him. And, I'm just grateful. I want to close out with prayer. I wasn't going to pray, but I want to close out with prayer. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we come before you tonight to say thank you. We come to celebrate you, God, for who you are, not for the many things that you've done for us, although we are so grateful. But God, tonight we celebrate you because you are God. We celebrate you because we love you and we thank you.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you that your word will not come back void. We thank you that your word will do exactly what you sent it out to do. And in the beginning of this broadcast, we opened up with your word. And then even closing it, we closed it with your word in Philippians 4:13, which was a confirmation for Rhonda. So I lift Rhonda up to you right now in the name of Jesus, oh God, and I lift her church up to you. And I thank you that they are unstoppable, God. And I thank you for the assignment on that church. I thank you for the assignment on that ministry. And I pray right now in the name of Jesus that you would loose a fresh anointing upon Rhonda. I thank you, Father, and I use her as a point of contact for her church family and for the board that is working together, Father, with this wonderful move that you are calling them out of the dry places. That you said you would make spiritual rivers in the desert, God. And I thank you that they are going to speak to the dry bones and the bones are going to live. They are going to come together again, oh God. Father, we thank you for the waste places that shall be restored, not just in Harlem, but in the surrounding areas and in the nations, oh God, because there is an assignment on this house. I thank you for the prayers that are going forth. And I pray right now, oh God, that you will lose a new passion to pray, a new passion to praise you, a new passion to worship you, a new passion to seek ye first the kingdom of God and all of your righteousness, so that all of these things shall be added unto them, and not what they want, but what your will is. I just feel like they are in a wonderful season of answered prayer, and so we celebrate you for answered prayer. We cover this ministry with the blood of your son, Jesus Christ, and we set up perimeters that the enemy cannot and will not cross. But God, I thank you that the blood of Jesus is speaking for Rhonda. I want to zero in on her for a moment. And I want to thank you for what you're about to do in her life. I thank you for how she has been so selfless and how she's been praying for other people and how she's been blessing other people and how she's been sowing seeds, God, and how she's been taking care of the less fortunate and not expecting anything in return. And I thank you, oh God, for her harvest. I thank you for Zechariah, the 10th chapter in the first verse. I thank you as I ask you to release the former rain and the latter rain. Now, God, with that latter rain, that's when that big rainstorm comes, and that rain is just thundering down, and everything is just getting soaked and saturated because the harvest is coming. So I thank you for loosing her harvest angels right now in the name of Jesus. Yes, God. Send forth her harvest angels and everything that belongs to her. Let them bring it to her now. I decree your word over her life in 1 Samuel, the 30th chapter. And I thank you that she shall pursue, overtake, and recover all in the mighty name of Jesus. Because this is a wonderful season of restoration for her, but not just for her, but also. So for Danica, I think is her name, Danica. I thank you for Danica, and I say her name, Danica, oh God, because I want the intercessors to pick her up in the spirit realm. I cover her with the blood of your son, Jesus Christ, and I cancel every assignment of the enemy that would love for her to back up and not move forward and do the work that you have called her to do. God, there is a willingness, and she wants to do it, but there's been a spirit of resistance that have been blocking her and stopping her, but I cancel the assignment of the enemy, and I decree that the enemy will not be able to perform their wicked devices against her. So spirit of resistance, you must go now, never to return. I untie her just like when Jesus told them to untie the coat. And God, I untie her in the second heaven, and I cut every diabolical and satanic cord that had her in bondage, because the enemy is afraid of what you are about to do in her life. So we thank you and we praise you that everybody is going to pick her up, oh God, that you are going to assign to her in prayer. We thank you, oh God, that you were even calling her to come up higher with her prayer and with her praise and even with worship. Yes. And as she begins to worship you, oh God, you are going to restore everything that the canker worm and the pommel worm have stolen and eaten. And we thank you in advance. Bless Annie, bless Jimmy, and bless Sean,
yes,
God.
Lord.
I lift Sean up to you,
Lord,
right now, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. You said that when he opens up his mouth, that you will fill it with his words. I thank you for
Hallelujah.
All of these engagements, all of the itinerary, all of the open doors for him. He even got an invitation while we was on the air tonight, and he don't know too much about it, but God, you know everything about it. You know where you're going to send
Lord.
Him. You know who he's going to talk to. You know what he's
yes.
going to say, but God, you know who needs to hear his story. Whether
yes.
it's through the comedy or whether it's through his testimony, we ask that you be glorified and that Satan
yes.
will be horrified. Now, bless
Thank
everybody
you,
that listened to this broadcast and supply every need according to your riches and glory. Bless those that listen via the internet. Bless those that will listen
yes.
to the on-demand. Send those that you want to hear this testimony
yes.
so that they can open up their mouth and glorify you as they share their testimony. Sean said that he want to be happy and he want everybody else to be happy. So we ask that you
yes.
loose the garment of praise, the oil of
yes.
joy, and the spirit of gladness tonight, God. And let
yes.
everybody be happy when they listen
yes.
to this broadcast. Because you said if Sean delight himself in you, you will give him the desires of his heart. So he want everybody
Hallelujah.
To be happy. So loose the spirit of happiness on this broadcast.
Yes,
anoint this broadcast right now with a spirit of happiness. If somebody
Thank
is unhappy,
Hallelujah.
If they standing at the door or hopelessness, they going to listen to this broadcast, and God, they going to get happy. I'm so sick
Hallelujah.
To believe that
yes.
you could do this impossible. The spirit of joy is going to circle upon their head. And Father, they going to begin to laugh, and they going to get excited, and they not even going to understand why. But we thank you in advance because you're going to do a new thing right now in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, oh God, that you are stirring up our faith right now in the mighty name of Jesus because you want to do something extraordinary. You want to show glory, oh God. That you want by your spirit and do what you want to do in the mighty name
yes,
of Jesus. Build the
yes,
fire of the Holy Ghost, oh God,
thank you,
to consume everything that's not like you. You are the refining fire. And we ask, oh God, that you will refine us, oh God, that you would get the glory and that you would keep us in the hottest part of the fire until
thank
you
God.
See your reflection. So purify
yes.
us. Purify our hearts. Purify our minds. Purify our spirit, our soul, and our body, oh God. And release everything that's not like you in the name of Jesus. Burn away the dross. This is our prayer tonight, oh God. And we place a seal on these prayers. We bind the spirit of backlash and retaliation in the name of Jesus, giving you all the honor, all the glory, and all of the praise. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
thank you, God. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father.
Well, we are at the end of this broadcast.
Hallelujah.
To God be the glory.
Thank you, Lord.
God.
Yes.
Mm.
Yes.
Hallelujah, God. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
We honor you, oh God. We honor you.
Yes,
you are worthy
yes,
to be praised. He wants us to
yes,
praise
Lord.
Him. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah,
oh God.
Thank
we thank you
thank
for the
you,
testimony,
Father.
Oh God.
Thank you,
we thank you for answered
Hallelujah.
Prayer, God.
Lord,
we thank you
thank
that you're
you,
turning
Lord.
Things around. We
thank
you for
Lord.
Divine reversals, God. We thank you that there is no stopping us now. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We are unstoppable. We are undefeated. We will never be defeated
Hallelujah.
Again, God. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Rhonda,
Hallelujah.
If you feel led to pray, you could pray. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Father, I wanted to share one more thing with you, Stacy. Hallelujah. When Sean prayed about happiness. Hallelujah. I am happy. The day I learned that my Jesus went to Calvary for me, I have salvation. So that I will spend eternity in his presence, glorifying him, praising him all day and all night through eternity. That has made me happy. Hallelujah. I am happy. In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
And that is a spiritual
blessed
truth.
Hallelujah.
Jesus
he
is
that blessed
yes.
assurance. Jesus is mine. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for sharing
Amen.
That. And that is so true. Oh, God, it's so true.
Thank
Anybody
you.
Else before we go?
Thank you. Stacy, can you post his social media accounts on your page?
Yes, I will.
Okay,
I will put the link on my page. And it's already on there, and Sean has it on his. Sean, you have it on your page. And that was people would listen while we was live. But after we end this call, just give it about maybe 10, 15 minutes, and the on-demand copy will be available. But, Annie, I will make sure, you know, that I tag you in the post. And, Sean,
okay,
I will be emailing you the MP3 so that you can add this to your portfolio. And I want to encourage you. There are some things that you need to prepare for. So I want you to, well, we'll talk off the air, but I want you to start preparing your electronic portfolio and your hard copy portfolio, because you're going to be in great demand, and there's some more invitations that are going to come. So I want you to have all of your information together, okay?
I got you.
And I'll help you with that.
All right. It works for me.
Okay. All right. Well, if all hearts and minds are clear, we are going to. Danica, are you still there? Okay. Well, God bless you. I look forward to speaking to you later, and you be encouraged, okay?
You saw me?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, it was a little fast. Yeah, I apologize. Yeah, I look forward to talking to you later.
Okay, amen. Well, everyone, thank
Sean,
you so much for joining.
You can share my contact number.
Okay.
Thank you, Saint.
I'll make sure. Thank you so much. I appreciate this, Stacy. Thank you very much. I had a wonderful time communicating. I'm glad it went further than I expected on the positive tip, and I look forward to doing work with you and things that are coming in the future. Love my sister. I thank her for being a part of the call. Also, Demetria and the other young lady. I'm sorry, I forgot her name. She's still on.
Annie Moore.
That's Miss Annie, and her
That's
husband is Mr. Jimmy.
Yes. Well, thank you so much, and I look forward to communicating with you really, really soon. As we can communicate and talk. I'll make sure that I have information for you, and we can communicate and continue blessing. Thank you, everybody, for coming on and supporting the show.
And Sean, there's
welcome.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you
thank
to everyone.
You,
and Sean, there's other people on the line, but they don't want to say anything, and we honor that. But I just want you to say a special prayer for everybody that spoke and people that didn't speak. And you know, sometimes people just don't have anything to say, but God is moving in their hearts. And I'm saying this because I want to acknowledge that I see you, and that, more importantly, God sees you. And he said that you are worthy and that you matter. And he's turning things around in your favor. So be encouraged and keep tuning in. Everybody, the I Have a Testimony to Share radio broadcast is every Monday at 7 o'clock. Sometimes I will accommodate my guest, and it may be a little earlier or it may be a little later. But it'll never be any later than 8 o'clock because I know people have to go to work. But next Monday, we do have Sherry Bedford, and she's going to be sharing her testimony. She works with our youth and our youth at risk, and she's doing great work with them. So please tune in and just support the broadcast. On this coming Thursday, I have Talana Coleman. She is an upcoming author, and she wrote a children's book. So she's going to be my guest for Welcome to the Couch, and that is on Thursday night. So if you are available, just dial in the same number you dialed in today, and that will be at 6 o'clock. But I will be putting all of that information on, you know, the social media. But thank you so much for supporting the work that God is doing here on the Eloquently Speaking Radio Network, which is God's network of love. So I love you all, and have a blessed night.
Thank you so much.
Love
God
you.
Love you, Stacey.
Love you, too. Good night.
Thank you, Stacey.
You've been what I've been looking for. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome, and I look forward to talking with you. God bless you, too. Bye-bye.
God bless you, Annie. God bless your husband. I'll keep you in prayer.
Thank you so much, and thank you for sharing how you supported your brother. It helped me a lot to me.
Yes, beautiful.
And everything's going to be well. Don't have no worries. Everything is going to work out. You'll see.
Thank you.
All right. Amen. I'm fired up. I don't really want to go.
I know.
Love it. Love you all, saints. God bless
you. Okay, love you too. Good night. Bye-bye.
Good night, everybody. Take care.
Good evening.
Bye-bye.